When it comes to energy issues, Wyoming's delegates to the Democratic National Convention did not see eye to eye with many Democratic Party leaders or their party's platform. Correspondent Matt Laszlo caught up with some of the delegates in Philadelphia and sent us this audio postcard.
Bruce Palmer, and I'm from Lander, and I'm the vice chair of the Wyoming Democratic Party.
What do you think about your party's platform when it comes to climate change and energy issues?
Well, you know, certainly I think as Democrats, we carry an extra heavy burden because we actually believe the science of climate change. And so, you know, that's challenging for us. And we recognize how important that energy is to the economy of the state of Wyoming. So, you know, I think what most of us in Wyoming who are Democrats would probably move toward is like an all of the above. You know, we think that coal is going to be part of a long-term strategy. We're guessing that it'll probably become less of it as we go along. What we would like to see, though, is more effort being put into some of the different technologies that could be employed to use coal, whether it's sequestration or something along those lines. And we also would like to see us moving the energy grid toward more recyclables. I think we can be an energy leader in any of these fields. We have abundant wind. We have abundant solar.
My name is Michael Bond. I'm a retired teacher and from Casper.
You know, today I'm doing a feature on energy policy. Where are you on energy policy? Are you in line with the Democratic platform? Or
I am, but I also am very concerned about the interests of Wyoming. And so I think what makes sense is a, you know, very well-planned, negotiated. I know we need to move away from fossil fuels to some degree and to encourage the use of renewable energy and clean energy, especially for the environment. But I do know also that Wyoming coal is very clean and Wyoming gas is even cleaner.
What do you think of the Republican charge of Obama's quote-unquote war on coal?
I think that is a misclassification, in my opinion, because it's not Obama's war on coal. It's the world's, and it's not a war on coal in particular. It's a war to make sure that our environment is clean. So that's the battle, is to make sure that we have clean energy that does not harm our climate and harm our planet and leave a planet that is going to be uninhabitable for our children.
Mary Throne, I'm the minority floor leader in the Wyoming House, and I'm from Cheyenne.
And now you said you disagree on energy policy. What are your views on energy policy?
Well, obviously, Wyoming's an energy-producing state. It's how I make my livelihood for the most part. I think people on the coast don't really have the connection with natural resources that we do in Wyoming. And one reason I wanted to come, and I think it's important for people like me to be here, is to, you know, talk to other energy state Democrats to the extent we can. You know, just participate in the process so we have a place at the table.
And how do you get that message across
back home
or these people?
Because
your platform is pretty.
You know, baby steps.
Viola Nave St. Clair, and I'm from Fort Washakie, Wyoming.
I'm Navajo and Cherokee, but I'm married to Eastern Shoshone, and that's why I'm in Wyoming.
I think, you know, air, water quality, that's important to Indian people. And right now the Shoshone and Arapahoes in Wyoming are, you know, have the state fighting them on their TAS application, and it's only to monitor the quality of those elements. And we would love it if more of Indian country would get on board with that. I understand there's a big push in regards to trout, like in the Northwest, you know, and there are other issues in the West too, but it's all important. And I think that when your tribes are struggling to maintain their governments, and part of that is with the funding and taking care of their people, health care, that it's hard to say which one is more paramount to the other, because it's all equally important, but we've really got to take care of the people and the governments, and so the funding's really important, and they all are related.
That was an audio postcard sent to us from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia by correspondent Matt Laszlo.